During floor time for the Utah House of Representatives on Thursday morning, lawmakers voted on multiple issues, including changes to voting protocol for the upcoming primary election and requiring the governor to consult with legislative leadership at least 48 hours before making an executive order unless there was an imminent threat to life. There are more bills that will be considered during the special session, and Speaker Brad Wilson says this includes one to establish a committee of legislative and gubernatorial appointees that would determine how and when to begin reopening parts of the economy.
And we'll basically say, if we're at the highest level of protecting the health and kind of the most intense measures, which we're in right now, what would be the next kind of lower step that we could take to help maybe start loosening up a few areas of our economy and getting the economy moving again?
He says this committee will begin meeting next week and will use data to make policy recommendations to the governor of what could be done to reopen the economy.
We will also be looking at the right industries. We'll also be looking at geography. There might be certain geographies across the state or regional areas, as well as industries that would open up in a different pattern than other places or industries across the state.
Wilson says this could mean rural and urban areas opening at different times, but it could also mean looking at industry-specific openings or monitoring hotspots within larger communities. The Utah Senate began their floor time around 3 p.m. on Thursday, and the Utah House of Representatives will begin floor time again on Friday morning. For Utah Public Radio, I'm Madeline Mortensen.